Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. WGR Sports Radio 550 and WGR550.com. Sports Update.
Senators defeated the Sabres 7-4 last night in Canada's nation's capital in Ottawa. The Senators scored four goals in 3 minutes and 29 seconds span in the first. J.G. Pageau had two goals, two assists. Artem Anisimov.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Scored twice. Craig Anderson, 23 saves. Brandon Montour, two goals and an assist for Buffalo. Scored the first two goals, actually. Kyle Oposo and Victor Olsson each scored. Carter Hutton, 33 saves, who had won three straight. The Sabres are at Pittsburgh on Saturday for a 1 p.m. puck drop. The Maple Leafs fell to the Penguins 5-2 last night. Sid the Kid, he's not a kid anymore, had a goal and three assists. Anthony Angelo scored his first NHL goal. Tristan Jarry, 34 saves in the win. Auston Matthews, Kyle Clifford each scored for Toronto. Frederick Anderson made 19 saves, and the Maple Leafs are 3-5-1 in their past nine games and are third in the Atlantic Division. Trades around the league. Defenseman Brendan Dillon was traded to the Capitals by the Sharks yesterday for a second-round pick in 2020 draft and a conditional third-round choice in the 21 draft. Dillon has 14 points in 83 penalty minutes in 59 games for the Sharks this season. Also, defenseman Marco Scandella was traded to the Blues by the Canadiens for a second-round pick in the 2020 draft and a conditional fourth pick in the 21 draft. St. Louis GM Doug Armstrong said the trade was in response to losing Jay Bouwmeester following a cardiac episode on February 11th. Coming up on One Bills Live from noon to 3 with John Murphy and Steve Tasker, senior NFL writer at the Boston Globe, Ben Volin, and NFL Network's Greg Rosenthal. Former Panthers tight end Greg Olsen signed a one-year, $7 million deal with the Seattle Seahawks yesterday, and Cleveland Cavs head coach John Boeheling is leaving the team after a brief tenure. That's your sports update for today.
There is another trade.
Can we get trade? We have the trade. By the way,
do we even have a trade alert?
Trade deadline tracker. 5 days, 3 hours, 50 minutes, 45 seconds.
Trade alert. Trade
Asking
alert.
You showers. Gio, it. You want to come in Monday for some trade
Love
deadline?
It. I'm in Monday. Or is it Monday a super long show?
Yep.
I was already scheduled for it.
Okay.
But can we give a heads up? I think I was in last year and you guys all suited up and I was in a t-shirt.
We did not really suit up.
Bad. We definitely
Yes, you did.
Up.
Oh, we yeah, you absolutely we, don't say you
no,
did.
No, you know what? We
you
might
both,
have.
I walked in and you both are in suits and I had like a, had a nice shirt on, but I was not suited
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but you know what though?
So just We've fill
seen
me
you
in
enough.
On.
We've
just
seen you enough at your BU retirement.
BC.
I winked at Riv. Your BC retirement. your bobblehead night.
Are you tired of getting honored?
Every time I turn around, it's USA.
Like, it's
honest to God, you're more decorated after your career than you are during
100%.
Your career.
100%. It's been a year.
Anyway, trade alert. In Toronto right now, they just Andreas Johansson is out 6 months after surgery on his knee. The Toronto Maple Leafs have made a trade with the Florida Panthers. Toronto has brought in Dennis Malgin, and going the other way to Florida is Mason Marchman.
That's what we in the biz call a blockbuster.
This Dennis Malgin is a nice little player. He's a water bug. He can fly. You know, obviously he played for Florida, and I watch more Florida games than anybody, just because of my cousin. But Dennis Malgin can play. He's fast. He's very tenacious on the puck. So you know, he'll fit in well with that speed.
It's great. Thanks for that, Riv. We are all now dumber. And may God have mercy on your soul.
I liked your work.
It was good.
It was very good.
Thanks, buddy.
Good.
You did a great job. You explained the trade. What happened? You gave information.
You did everything you were supposed to do on that. And I commend you for your work.
You had your guy.
Yeah, you did have your guy. That being said, having your guy... We were talking about Jeff Skinner. Before the break, we had an interesting call about Reinhardt being moved. I don't want to say moved down, or you just have Reinhardt moved to a line with Skinner. Did we all comment on that? I didn't mind that idea. I really don't mind that idea. Because I truly believe that if you were, and I could be wrong, I don't know that we'll ever see it, so maybe it's safer for me to say it, but you could throw Kyle Oposo on that line, and I'm not saying that that's an indictment on Oposo's ability, but I'm saying he will have success with Jack Eichel. The way he plays, how hard he plays, he goes into the corner, he goes to the front of the net, he'll have success. So I feel like you could put literally anybody on a line right now with Jack, and I think they're going to have success. And I think it would be interesting to see, because the conversation was had a lot, and Sam is up for a contract, probably a big contract, and we've talked about that too. And maybe it's not. Can he drive his own line? But can he partake in driving a line with another stud on the other wing, maybe in the absence of a top line center? Is that the possibility?
Okay,
because Sam,
does this take something away from Jack Eichel's season?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know yet, and maybe that's the fear of even trying it. Maybe it is about keeping Jack going.
Keeping Jack happy?
No, but, not happy. Not happy. Keeping him going.
But what does
what's that?
What does that do for your team? Jack wants to win. Does he not? Like, the frustration is about winning.
My point about Sam on Skinner's line was I think Jack's at a different level of player now. I think his shot now is better than ever. I think he's always been a serious threat with his passing. Backhand, forehand, sauce pass, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I think Jack might almost be a better passer than he is scorer, and he's become a very elite scorer in this league. But my point is, I don't want to say that I think Sam is a better playmaker, but Sam's a pretty damn good playmaker. And outside of Sam on that top line with Jack, there isn't a playmaker like him. Yeah. I know Larson's pass to Oposo last night looked like Gretzky, but that's not his regular game, and he's not going to do that night in and night out every time he has the puck in the offensive zone. And I feel like Sam does have that ability. I know Sam and Joe Thornton are very different, but when it comes to passing, I feel like they see the ice the same way. Everything slows down. The play is made before they even get the puck. It's almost... You know, Jack will get his head up, and he'll be bobbing, and he'll be turning in, and he'll know where guys are. That play that he made to Olofsson in overtime the other night, unbelievable. But I just feel like Sam has a different level of passing ability to him. And maybe that would be – maybe it's not putting Skinner with Jack. Maybe it's putting Sam with Skinner and seeing if you can max value for Sam in this next contract you're going to sign him to. Sorry for the long-winded way of getting there, but I got there. I took the back roads on that one.
Yeah.
I mean,
I took the 104 to Rush. I didn't take the 90.
You know, I always look back to, you know, you're trying to strengthen your team. And I just find that if you pull Sam Reinhart away from Jack Eichel, Jack Eichel's not going to be happy because he's having a storied season and he wants to continue that. He wants to have success. But I just continue to always look at Sidney Crosby in particular as a player that has always driven a line, and the players that he's played with throughout his career, the likes of a Ryan Malone, a Colby Armstrong, a Marian Hossa, Bill Guerin, a Pascal Dupuy, who is on waivers at the time, a Chris Kunitz, who is a third-line left winger, a Patrick Hornquist, which was the last player taken in his NHL draft season.
Crosby's here, too.
Connor Sheary and Brian Rust. These players played with Sidney Crosby. And Sidney Crosby made these players better. So what happened is there was stronger players that went to the lines below. For an example, the 1 year that they won the Stanley Cup, they had Nick Bonino at center with Hagelin and one other top paid player in Phil Kessel. You know, they made sure that they had strength through depth, not by putting all the top guys together. And you always seem to look back at like a Chicago Blackhawks. You know, Chicago, yes, Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews have played together, but typically over the course of their time, they've played on separate lines because those guys drive lines. They make your team better through depth. So when we're sitting here looking at, we don't want to break up Jack Eichel and Sam Reinhart because they're playing great together. Yeah, well, the team sucks. So there has to be some movement in the lineup. If you think Sam Reinhart can drive a line and make this team better, then you have to do it. If you need to bring Sam Reinhart down to play, who is a very good passer, like you said. He's a very, very good passer. He's very talented. He might make Jeff Skinner. Like, we just talk about Jeff Skinner scored 40 goals last year because of Jack Eichel. No, he didn't.
Sam was there, too.
Sam was there, too. And Sam was a pretty darn good player.
Palmer was there.
So what I'm saying is, can you take Jeff Skinner and play him on a line with a Sam Reinhart?
And the reason why now I would do it is because you have found instant chemistry with Victor Olofsson and Jack.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you can afford to maybe try to get somebody going on the right wing now as opposed to just on the left wing.
Can it be a Jimmy Vesey, who at time he's played well. He's going to dig in the corners. He's going to try and find Jack and move the puck. Can it be a Connor Sheary that plays up there on the right-hand side that has that speed and the tenaciousness to track down pucks? I mean, you have to try and find something, and we're continuing to go to the well with Jack Eichel and Sam Reinhart, and yes, they're having success and Victor Olofsson, but the lineup below is struggling immensely.
I want to see what Jack and Victor can do together.
I want to see what Sam Reinhart. I want to see if he can stabilize Jeff Skinner and maybe play a Johansson at center.
I'm sorry, I'm throwing this in there. I said it before. I wrote it down on your book. It's going to be a very unpopular opinion, but you want to talk about earning stuff? Earning? If there's no top line or second line centerman here right now, maybe not in terms of all the ice time with the power play and all of that stuff, but you got nothing to lose. I'd throw Curtis Lazar right there in the middle. He works his tail off.
So Jeff Skinner, Curtis Lazar, and Sam Reinhart.
Yeah, three first round picks actually.
Okay, listen. I mean, I would try
Johansson.
I would try put Johansson on the third line with VC and Connor Sheary. And then you have Larson and Gergensen, who those two guys have played together for a very long time. And guess what? You have Kalaposo, who is playing fantastic. Now you have a different look.
I'd even consider throwing Oposo up on Jack's line. And you were mentioning that at the break, just talking about You want to talk about maximizing and maybe getting dollars going. Kyle Oposo's playing great hockey right now.
Yes, he is.
He scored a fantastic goal that if you had taken the numbers off and the name off that jersey, I would not have guessed that was Kyle Oposo. And
right.
Same with last night. If you took the number off Larson's play to Oposo driving the net, I wouldn't have thought it was either of them.
Yep.
So, I mean, like,
we tend to forget that Kyle Oposo is a guy in this league that has scored 20-plus goals many times. He's put up 60-plus points many times. We just see him because he's come here in Buffalo, and two seasons he had, what, 44 and 45 points, and then he got summoned to the fourth line, and he had 29 points with 14 goals. I mean,
he never pouted. He works his
tail off. You know what? Right now he's playing good hockey. He's playing really well with Larson and Gergensen because they work. They work so hard. They're hard in the corners. There's got to be something that you can try. This all comes back to Jeff Skinner and trying to. He's a really good hockey player, and he's going through the worst, probably the worst 21 games of his entire career. Okay. But you have to do something to try and get this guy going. He cannot do it on his own. Bring down one of the big guys. Bring down Sam Reinhart. Put a centerman, whether it's Lazar that you're saying or maybe a Johansson, and allow those guys to try and help out Jeff Skinner. And I'm going to tell you, he scores a goal. We all know what it's all about. It's about confidence. Yep. And feeling good about your game, saying, wow, that was great. I got it on my stick. I released it. I scored. Now let's do it again. And you start to build that confidence. And you know what? It's not going to happen if you don't put top-end players with Jeff Skinner to get him to puck. He's a shooter. He's a scorer. He's hungry around the net. He's not a playmaker. He's not there to make plays. He's there to shoot and score. That's why we're paying him the money that we're paying them. You got to put someone with them that can get them that puck.
I want to go to this story quickly. It's off Sabre topic, but you brought up Sidney Crosby and all the players that he's played with.
Yep.
You know who's newly added onto Sid's line? Mr. Zucker. Have you seen what he's doing?
How's he doing? Has he scored yet?
He's played four games.
Four games.
Playing with Sid the Kid.
Yep.
How do you think Zucker's doing? Am I asking because he has no points, or am I asking because he has a bunch of points?
Well, I know that he scored two goals in his first game.
Well, then there you go. That we're doing all right then, aren't we? He's already got two. Sid's been in on all of them. He's got 4 points, 3 goals and assist, 4 games. Welcome to Sidney Crosby's line. Amazing. I just thought I'd throw it out there. Pitt did a favor for us last night.
Who's that guy?
Rust.
Oh, Brian Rust. Never heard of him. Oh, yes, I have.
Do you want to know something else about Pittsburgh? Hold on. Do you want to know something else about Pittsburgh pounding the Leafs last night? No Evgeny Malkin. It's crazy, this team. It's absolutely crazy, Pittsburgh. I don't know how they do it. When is Sidney Crosby actually going to get old?
Never. I mean,
long is he going to play? How long do you think he can play? He's at a max level. Have you seen his points? He's having a phenomenal year. He's played 30 games. I think he has 40 points.
In today's game, where it's based on skating and skills and hockey intelligence, like he could play a very, very long time.
Absolutely.
It's going to come down to, he's made a tremendous amount of money. He's had a tremendous amount of success. He's won, three Stanley Cups. It's going to come down to desire with Sidney Crosby. He's going to retire. Probably not when he could probably still play longer. It's going to be desire to basically do what it takes to be the best, be great.
It's okay. And I just want to point something else out. Is that about Sidney Crosby? Is that when it comes to Sidney Crosby, and I feel like Connor McDavid has this, but there is a standard that he sets that the bar is so high because of his. He goes on the ice early. He's constantly working in the gym, on the ice. He's the hardest working guy in practice. He's the cliche first guy on, last guy off. Players are afraid. Like, it's like when Chris Drury was here. It was like players were afraid to almost let that – forget the coach. Forget the other guys on the team. They were afraid to not give their best every single day because you knew the best player on the team or the leader of the team was giving everything and more. and guys come to the rink and they're dialed right in. I mean, yeah.
So I was told by a friend of mine that got traded to Pittsburgh that sat in the room and got to, I asked him because you're as much as you played against this player, you're also very interested to figure out how the best guys act, how they train, what they do.
Why you never hear from them?
Like, why, Sidney Crosby is so quiet. I mean, I wanted to know, what is he like? Is he talkative? Is he fun? Is he silly? Does he go on the road? Is he with the guys? I asked all these questions. And I said, how is he, how is he when the team's losing? How is he when the team's winning? And it was so interesting. He spoke about, Sidney Crosby, when things weren't going well, he was almost to the point of being unapproachable. So he made everybody on the team extremely, extremely uncomfortable. The entire environment, whether it was the trainers, the doctors, whether it was the players that Sidney was around, was extremely uncomfortable because he did not want to lose. It was unacceptable to lose. And he walked around, and there was an aura that you
like
felt.
Like Lindy Ruff, but only the player version?
But the player version. And guess what? There was another guy that walked around the dressing room that as soon as Sidney Crosby walked by you and you're a teammate of his, he made you feel almost sick to your stomach because you don't want to feel this way. But then all of a sudden, Sidney Crosby would leave the room. And in walked this other guy named Evgeny Malkin. And he was the same way. It was unacceptable to lose hockey games. It was unacceptable to lose in the NHL. And that's the way they felt. So these guys that were teammates of these guys worked so hard in the gym. They were so hard on the ice. They were on the ice early. They were doing skill work. They were doing extra work because they did not want to lose. They did not want to have the feeling of seeing Sidney Crosby walk through the dressing room with that feeling.
Hey,
and I'm like, did you actually feel that way? Did he make you feel that way? He goes, I was an old guy. I was an older guy at the time, and I felt that.
That's how it was in New Jersey. And it was from the top down. It was Lou. It was the coach. It was Scott Stevens or Niedermeyer. Like,
Danico.
It was the exact same way.
What did it take for Lou to come into the room?
It didn't take much. He would lose.
Two games in a row, and he's in the room, and the room is silent. He's pacing back and forth.
And you're sitting there just hoping he doesn't say something to you personally. He would come down and have a meeting in the room after – a couple games. It would not take long.
It wasn't three, four, five games.
Yeah,
no.
It would. If those 2-3 games were that bad and warranted, if you lost and you had the effort and you were there and you just missed, it might be something different. But if it was 3 games where he could see it going the other way, he was in that room handling it himself.
Do you not remember when he fired Robbie Fatorik and they were the number one team in the National Hockey League at the time?
We fired.
Were you on the team?
I was not on that team, but he fired Claude Julien. We were first in the Eastern Conference with 7 to 9 games left. First, with 9 games left, he fired Claude Julien going into the playoffs because he, whatever reason, he didn't feel that we were going in the right direction. He didn't have the confidence in Claude Julien anymore. And Claude Julien's a good coach.
And you were first.
We were first.
Did Lou Lamoriello not fire Robbie Fatorik?
Yes.
And they went on to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, he brought in Larry Robinson.
And did Lou not go on the bench?
No, Lou came on the bench my couple years. Not that. So he got rid of, Larry was one time, he came on the bench twice, Lou did. He, at Christmas time, one time, we were having a bad year. Things were not going well, and Larry Robinson stepped away, and Lou took over. I'm sure it was, hey, Larry, I'm coming in to take over. You're stepping
back. We're not going to fire you publicly,
but you're stepping back. I'm going to take over. And then the other time is when Claude Julien, he got rid of him. Lou took over and was behind the bench for that last 9 games and playoffs.
Who was Brodeur's goalie coach there?
Jacques Caron.
Jacques Caron. It's funny. We'll get out of here for a break. But just on that point, Gio, in Jersey, I was there for 1 year, whole year, played 29 games, and it was a completely different experience. I mean, it was. I always said that if I had played, I don't even know if I would have lasted 5 years in Jersey early on in my career. But if I could have flip flopped my career, instead of doing 5 years in Buffalo, if I had started in Jersey and learned that,
absolutely.
I would have played another 5 or 6 years, I believe, just based on how you're supposed to be. Because I remember we were one of the best teams in the league when I was there, and I'm kind of certain it was because of me. But we won 9 or 10 games in a row, and we lost the next game. It was either the 9th or the 10th game. I can't remember. I'd have to go back and look. And I remember I walked in the locker room. And we were always kind of a good team up until that point. We were killing it. You win 10 games in a row. You guys are on cloud nine. You know, you can say anything. Just don't get arrested. You know what I mean? Like, it's that kind of thing. You can have as much fun as you want. We lost that one game. And I remember walking through, I'm like, why is everyone so quiet around here? We're 9-1 in our last 10, boys. Like, let's have some fun. Colin White walked by me with his laundry bag. And he's walking by. He goes, we don't joke like that around here after losses like that. It's like death. I was like, wow. And Lou's pacing around, and like everybody was just, it was like we lost a teammate in a tragic accident. That's how bad the feeling was at the rink after losing that game. I'll never forget it. I'm like, this is different. This is a different kind of philosophy because the music wasn't on.
Yep.
You're in first place. Like it's just incredible.
You were top teams.
You lose 10 in a row here. You know, back when we played 8 or 9 in a row, you win one, music's cranked, everyone's partying. You win 9 there, you win a game or lose a game. That's when the music should still be going to keep the momentum going. But it was like balloon popped. Start blowing a new one. Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah, you'd be a top team in the league, and you day to day, you wouldn't know it in New Jersey. It was just the daily grind. You came in, you did your work, you worked hard. Didn't matter whether you won 10 in a row or you lost a couple, you were doing the exact same thing.
It was business and expectations.
And who did Sidney Crosby learn from? Like, that's the question is, when he came in at 18 years old, he was a punk. And most guys wanted to try and take his head off because he was yappy, if you remember that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there was a maturity part that happened throughout those years, and if you remember,
Mark Recchi, like,
number
was there.
One, Recchi, he, Mark
John
Recchi,
Leclerc,
John Leclerc,
Zygmunt Palfy, Sergei Gonchar. I'm looking at the team right now. Sorry, Mario Lemieux, not bad.
Mario Lemieux,
you lived with Mario Lemieux, like he lived with Mario
John
Lemieux.
Leclerc, Zygmunt Palfy, Sergei Gonchar. It went on and on and on. That's how Sidney Crosby learned from his mistakes that he made. He learned about from being around other elite players and other mature players, and he's developed into ultimately one of the greatest captains that we've seen.
Absolutely.
And he wasn't like that when he came into the league. It took him a number of years before he gained respect from players in the league. And referees in the league, because he wasn't that when he came in, and he had to work his way into that. But he also had to learn. Do you not think that there's certain players
next year they brought in Gary Roberts?
Sorry. a lot of players that he learned from.
It's huge.
We got to go to break. We'll talk more about this. Jeff Skinner, Sam Ryan. Did you like that line I made? Lazar, Skinner, Reinhardt. Tell me when we come back. Grade my line.
Got it written down.
You got that down? Is that in your line?
Yep.
River, we got some stuff to do around the NHL. The Scandella trade. We haven't talked about that yet, have we?
No.
Okay. Scandella trade, the other trades, Brendan Dillon. It's all coming up next on the other side of the break. Stick around, Instigators. At GeoStyle21 is his name on Twitter. At Brian Giant is his real name. And he's in with us for the rest of the show. We'll be right back.
Live from the Seneca Studio, this is the Instigators.
Come on, Riv, your time to shine. Take us away.
You do your job, I'll do mine, okay? That's what we need to do on this fight.
What is your job?
Still figuring that out.
How easy is it to just show up to a job and just answer questions? Honestly, if you can possibly leave the emotion out of it, I'm sure it would be a lot easier. Anyway, good chatting with you. Trades around the NHL. I got to get to this because it's a player we talked about. Pierre LeBrun, top six centers that are under contract so rarely move in season, which is why I find it intriguing to hear Vincent Trocheck's name out there these days. So he doesn't believe the Panthers are shopping Trocheck, but sources do confirm that teams have called asking about him recently, and the Sabres are apparently, allegedly, supposedly, one of them, which makes sense because they are shopping for a top six forward. But, so there you go, Riff. So you know what? Here, let's just mix this into our buy-sell trade right away. Buy-sell trade presented by Buffalo Sports. Go to Buffalo Sports on McKinley Parkway where you can buy, sell, and trade new and used sports equipment. Panthers will trade Vincent Trocheck before the deadline. We'll leave this one to our in-house general manager, Craig Rivet, who literally has a dream board in the back. We'll call it that. That's the dream board. Trocheck's on your dream board today.
He is on my dream board, so I'm going to trade this, and I'm going to hope that the Buffalo Sabres can pull this one off because he is without question a second line center in this league. He is a really, really nice player. So if we need a second line center, and the Florida Panthers want to move on from him, then I would be standing in line.
I'm done. You gone?
All right.
So I'm going to say that the Florida Panthers are not going to move him. I do not see. So what's that? A sell? I don't see the point. He's playing second line center for these guys right now. They are 2 points out of a playoff spot, I believe.
What do they need, Riv?
They need defense.
Yeah, but
they need defense.
A righty or a lefty? So anything in particular?
I would say that they need defense that can stabilize, you know, what they have there. They have some solid guys, but they have a few guys, the young guys, on the back end right now that just quite maybe aren't up to standard if you want to make the playoffs. And I mean, they would need a defenseman.
Can they absorb losing a second line center down the stretch here, chasing a playoff spot for that upgrade? That's why I'm selling this. Because you're talking how badly we need a second line center. And you're going to move on them when you have a chance for a playoff spot.
I'm going to, I don't even know what I'm going to do, trade this, because I guess the next few games for them up until next Monday will dictate what they do. If they're looking a little further out than they are right now, then maybe they move them. I don't know what happens.
You have to understand it's going to be dollars in and dollars out. They're in a situation that you know, they might have to move a player like Vincent Trocheck because, you know, they have two guys on their roster right now that need new contracts, and that's Hoffman and Danenhoff, and they're a big part of Florida's offense.
Marco Scandella traded yesterday. Buffalo traded him, got a fourth rounder from Montreal. Montreal turns and trades him to St. Louis, a month and a half later. They pick up a second and a conditional fourth. And Pat Malacaro, I was listening yesterday on my way home to watch the game, and he answered the question. Marty actually sent out a tweet too. And I might have tweeted the same thing. But it was basically what that comes down to, because you hear the negativity. I mean, what was Scandella worth at the time? Was he worth a second round pick? Probably not. But desperation and salary cap retention, it leads to St. Louis giving up a little bit more. So good for Bergman to spin that deal. But St. Louis desperately needed a defenseman. I don't know if Scandella is going to be that stabilizing factor to replace Bouwmeester, but they needed him. So that's all I have to say about that. Anything?
No, I mean, I think you're right on. I don't think he would have had that same value if Buffalo was looking to make that trade to St. Louis today that he did by moving to Montreal and then being able to go to St. Louis there. It's completely – everybody's going to say, well, we only got a fourth-round pick. How come we couldn't have gotten more? That's what it was at the time. that's what teams needed at the time.
$2 million to a team like St. Louis, who might go and make more moves. $2 million is a lot.
Yep.
It's a lot of money. You go look at how tight the cap space is between the teams that are that even have the mid range cap room. It's not many millions.
No.
You know, it's not many millions. Washington acquires Brendan Dillon, guy we talked about yesterday. I think it was for a second and a third. Obviously, I think those tiers now are a little more understandable. He probably knew he was gone. So, but at least he goes to the Caps, and they're gonna have he's gonna have a chance to win a cup.
Most definitely, most definitely. You know, obviously, Washington right now they're as stacked as you can possibly get. They have good chemistry on that team. They have elite scoring. They have size. They have physicality. They have defenders. Their defense, you know, John Carlson's the best defenseman in the National Hockey League right now. You know, this is going to be a really nice pickup to solidify that back end. They know exactly what they're getting in Brendan Dillon. He is a defender. He is going to move the puck. He's going to be physical. He's going to be a good penalty killer. He's going to be a solid minute eater, and you know exactly what you're going to get in him.
Where do you put him? Where are you playing him in the lineup of a very good team right now? Where do you see him slotting in? If you're Washington right now, looking at your D-Cor, it's not just a depth move. I think you got to put him. He's slotting in the lineup right away.
Yes, I would be having him on my third player. Right now they have I don't even know how you say this young guy's name, Slotin Holler and Rako Gudas. I would have him play with Rako Gudas right now, and that is going to be nasty, physical pair that is just going to play defense. They're going to defend, be highly physical, and understand their capabilities.
When will Ovi score number 700? That's another conversation we got to have, because somebody owes someone lunch, and are we going today? And then a couple things that the Sabres have going for them this week. I'll tell you when we return in our final segment with Brian Gionta here today. And it involves the Canadiens and the Leafs. I'll tell you that when we return.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing comes close.
Okay, so we got to get this out of the way. You guys want to double down on your bets, Ovi? So what I was going to say was Sabres got a couple things working in their favor this week. Pittsburgh plays Toronto again on Thursday, and the Caps play Montreal. So
Caps play Montreal tonight? Is that today?
No, that's all Thursday. I just am fast-forwarding down to see when they play again, and that just – I was looking for Ovi's next game.
No, I took a loser's bet
Did you win or lose the bet?
I lost the bet.
Okay.
Don't call yourself a loser.
No, listen. That's my job. When I took that bet, I said that there's no chance I'm really going to win it, but I'm going to take it. I'm going to give it to you. I would like a little bit in return now on this second time around.
Okay.
I'll take Ovi scoring 700. He's got to break it at some point here.
He hasn't scored in five games.
So he's got to score. He's scoring here soon.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I think he's trying too hard?
It's Ovi. It's there. It's in his mind. He's two away from 700. Everybody's talking about it. It's there. So either we spread this out over a couple games and we say, hey, it's happening within the next two games, or we put some odds in my favor. But I will take him again.
Well, gambling is legal in New York State now, sports gambling.
How about if he just scores?
One goal.
One goal. That's
doesn't
it.
Hit 700. But we're working off the 700 number.
700. Yeah, but you know what? I mean, I just want to give you an opportunity to win your
I don't care about that. I will gladly buy you a couple lunches. I have no problem with that. I just want a fair shake
loaded.
As a friend.
You should be buying us lunches.
But I would buy you guys lunch every day. But I just want a fair shake in this deal. I want to split it up. Maybe the
that's
next
a rich
three
man
games,
talking right there.
Maybe the next three games, Ovi hits 700 within the next three games.
Would I would you let take you that? Buy lunch every day. The money.
How
you
about
made.
The next five games?
You're stretching it to five.
Yeah, he's gone five games without
okay,
a goal right
there
now.
There we go. There's the bet. In. Ovi will get 700 in the next five games.
I got Ovi.
See, I don't like this bet, but I'm going to
I said
take,
three games.
I'm
I gave you three. I'm
here's
fair with three.
You know how I feel about this Ovi. I want Ovi.
He is not helping your cause right now.
He is not helping my cause right now.
We're on Ovi watch.
He's
big
at
time.
40 goals already this year.
Doesn't matter. He needs 52 on my board.
He's got 20 games left. We're good.
One Bills Live next, and we're back tomorrow. Elliot Friedman will be on with us tomorrow at 11. Look forward to chatting with you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.